Welcome back, guys. Today we have an interview with Nassim, and now Nassim basically has an amazing water purification device system, mineral, nutrient, the full spectrum. So we're going to get into and talk about water and why it's so important. So for all the people out there who do listen to these YouTubes, I'm letting you now know that we have a podcast channel, because most people are aware there is censorship going on. So when you subscribe to Nate Max TV on the YouTube and the podcast, when you're part of the podcast, you will get a notification that says, hey, we just created a new one. And you won't be left out in the dark like Facebook and Instagram and all these Google and, you know, globalist owned internet services. So this is a new channel for us. It's a new platform. So I really appreciate the help, the shares, the likes, talking about it. And if you can subscribe and tell your friends and family to subscribe, that supports us and also supports us getting out products like this, which are here to benefit humanity and mankind. And the products that are hard to sell because we don't have the backing from the elite, let's use it, they're the ones that we need to push. Any product that's out there massive and mainstream in the health industry, we kind of have to question, you know, how did it get there? Because anything that really works, they don't like it coming out. They don't like the cannabis oil. They don't like MMS. They don't like Oro Minerals. There's a whole bunch of things that have come out that work and they're simple and they're great, but they kind of get pushed to the side. So this is one of these products that I have used for probably, I don't know what, must be coming out like 7 or 8, 10 years or something now. Yeah, long time. So this has been in and around my friends and family for ages. So it's not like I'm just promoting something that popped up overnight. So yeah, how are you doing, Nassim? And thank you for joining us on another Gathering of Momentum.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's always good to connect with you overseas so far. We're 6:30 p.m. here in Los Angeles, and you are?
Yeah, it's midday. So
midday, nice. Yeah.
Only got out of bed recently.
Oh, cool. Well, I just had my dinner, so there we go.
The internet definitely has its perks, you know. It's a catch-22. We have this younger generation of people that are really locked into these phones, but it's also helping create such awareness and spreading information. Like, we just had this little, well, not little, we had this large false flag attack, which has just gone down recently. And there's so many people who are doing their own research, so many people making videos and posting and smashing apart the narrative. So we really have to use this platform and to help as much as we can while we still have some free speech left on it.
Right. Right, exactly. Smashing the narrative. I like that.
Yeah.
That sentence. Nice description.
Excellent. Yeah. So let's get into this Oro, man. What is Oro Minerals, and like, where does it come from, and how does this actually work?
Okay. So Oro Minerals is a full matrix of 102 minerals. We say 70 to 102 because the composition changes batch by batch. It's extracted from biotite, which is a volcanic rock. And there's a rare deposit of rare biotite that also purifies water. It's in Southeast Asia. And the patent exists for about 40 years to extract these minerals into bioavailable form, like ionic form. What else can I say? A lot I can say, actually. So Oro basically tell you how it's made. We used to have in our soil bacteria that their purpose was to dissolve a certain type of acid to secrete a certain type of acid and dissolve rock into bioavailable minerals that plants can absorb. Okay. Now, since industry started, chemical dumping, unintelligent agricultural practices, chemical fertilizers, GMO cropping, overcropping, et cetera, that layer of bacteria is almost distinct, which means that the conduit between the minerals that are existing for us to absorb, that we need to absorb from nature, because no living system can actually create minerals. It's a gift, or a God-given gift, a universe, you know? Hmm. Yeah. So which means that conduit, those bacteria are dead, which means that our soil and our food is depleted of minerals.
Right.
So we get plants today that are, instead of 70 to 102 minerals, they have 5 to 22.
Wow. Plus we have a range of nothing anymore, don't we? Like, we're supposed to have access to, say, 550 varieties of subtropical edible plants. Here in Australia, you might get 20.
Yes. And I believe that that's a source of mineral depletion, because minerals are the building blocks that the plant needs to create amino acids, vitamins, and essential fatty acids.
Right.
So if you imagine that a plant is growing with 80 to 95% less building blocks that it needs, then where are our minerals, you know, where are real plant-based nutrition coming from?
Yes.
So that being said, that's the mechanism that bacteria dissolve rock into bioavailable minerals. Plants absorb them. That's where we receive minerals. That's where animals receive minerals. Now, considering that these bacteria are almost gone, this patent mimics the same process that the bacteria, soil bacteria that we used to have.
Right.
And you, so this mimics the process that they did. And this patent basically uses sulfuric acid to extract the minerals from the biotite rock.
Right, okay.
And they become activated. Something, a little sentence about acid versus, acid state is a very highly charged state.
Right.
Just like a battery, potential energy.
Right.
pH of healthy water sources on the planet are acidic.
Mm.
To restore soil for replanting, they use sulfuric acid. The sun is acidic, it's full of H+ ions, hydrogen ions.
Right, and there's a big misconception out there at the moment with alkaline water as well. There's a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon with basically their whole theory revolves around alkalinity. And they have this mindset that you're just going to put really high alkaline water into your body and it's going to magically alkaline every part of the body, when the stomach, the skin, the organs, liver, everything has its own pH. So, like, why would putting high alkaline water in your stomach alkaline the body? It doesn't make any sense, but it's a selling point, you know. It's not healthy either. It's basically a cleaning product. And I know for a fact, like, mates who own aquariums, if you go put alkaline water into a fish aquarium, the fish die. If you put alkaline water into a plant, it goes like yellow and brown and just kind of dies also. So my naturopath said to me, she's one of the best in Australia, if not around the world. She learned under Bernard Jensen. And she said, Nate, you'll be very careful, because I was asking about alkalinity. She said, it will actually neutralize the stomach acids and then you'll have a metabolic breakdown of the whole system. So if you're not digesting food properly, same as people who don't chew their food, like, one of the first things I say to people, like, do you chew your food? And yes. 95% of people don't actually chew their food. They just gulp it down. We're not getting the minerals and nutrients, and there's not many in there to start with. Plus, they're covered in pesticides. So this is a big issue. Like, water is the number one thing that we need to be, one, looking after on the planet, coal seam gas fracking and all the rest of it. But two, if you're not ingesting good water, you're putting information into your body, which is degenerate, sickness, disease, acidification, rather than upgrading, regeneration, health, vitality, immune building, and healing the body. I know you went there, that word.
Nice.
I went, can't very use that good. B word. Yeah, so.
Very good. Yeah, that's what it is. And the oral is extracted into a liquid. Basically into a dropper or, you know, bigger bottles. And it has a combination of 70 to 102 minerals that most of them are trace minerals, which are needed in very small amounts, which there is a doctor, an MD, that actually wrote 5 books about this. And he worked with these minerals, specifically this extraction, in his clinic for 30 years. And he calls the trace minerals gene minerals because they actually activate genes.
Wow.
And, are highly ignored by the medical profession as even necessary, you know, at all.
Of course.
And you know how, like, homeopathy, like the
frequency
that makes the difference. Exactly. Yeah. And talking about frequency, these are activated minerals. They cross cell membrane. They're completely bioavailable. They're being used for decades in agriculture to grow extremely strong crops. And actually, they did an experiment in Korea where they treated a rice paddy with the minerals, and then there happened to be a typhoon, and all the rice paddies around that were without the minerals, they were gone. The only rice paddy that stayed up was the one with the minerals.
Wow. That's crazy. So
that's for plants like that. Then what happens with humans, with babies that grow with it from inception?
Exactly. And so many people, and especially old people, got the osteoporosis, aching, creaking bones, which is everything's tied into minerals deficiency and obviously getting the exiting the bad stuff out of the body. What I'm going to do, because I've had two cruciate ligaments done on my dog recently, because I used to give him dog food when he was young, like the best dog food. You know, I didn't know about dog food all being rubbish, and I was not eating organic back then, so it was early on. I didn't know these things, but I feel like he's been mineral nutrient deficient, and that's why he's torn his cruciate ligaments on both legs. So it's quite expensive getting that done. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put him on the Oro Minerals now, and then take note of his recovery, because I feel like he hasn't been recovering as fast as he should be. Like there's something going on, and like I ran out of Oro a few months back, and I've noticed my bones have been cracking and stuff lately. So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting the next batch in myself, but this will be a good test to see how my dog recovers too. And it's totally safe for pets and everything, isn't it, too?
It's safe for pets, and actually pets feel the vibration of it, because it vibrates 75 megahertz like healthy cells, the same megahertz as healthy cells.
Right, wow. You know,
animals will feel it before us. Just to clarify, this purifies water. Okay, first off, purifies water. You add a few drops, like 5 to 10 drops, and a cup of water, and it neutralizes 250 contaminants, including petrochemicals, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, heavy metals, bacteria, even certain types of viruses and parasites.
Wow, that's so necessary, especially when you're camping, when you're going overseas and places like that. I always go on off-road adventures and do little documentaries, and we go out in the middle of the bush. And a lot of Australia up the top, it's mass agro. You know, it's humongous big fields as far as the eye can see of wheat, cotton, all types of mass agro farming. And like I've been on these farms, we've broken down. I've picked the soil out of the ground. It's just big, hard chunks of like clay. It's just, there's nothing in there. I'm looking at the soil going, how can this support life? Like there's nothing in the soil. It's like dead soil.
Wow.
Being there's such big, giant expanses. We're talking millions of acres. That's how big these farms are, like millions, millions and millions. And so they're just being sprayed. The water's running off. They're being sprayed. The water's running off. They're adding more and more pesticides each year, because the soil is less and less of all the natural microbes and things that food needs to survive. So the farmers are kind of stuck in this constituent where basically they're trapped now. They're locked in with the pesticides. They can't exit because their land's worthless.
Australia also?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And so the only way to get this back is through biodynamic farming practices and not doing mass agro farming, because it's unsustainable. We need little communities doing small farms that share and things like that. But a lot of the land up there, it's hammocked because of that. So the water sources are toxic, and you don't want to drink out of the streams in the wet season. But when you get to the top, a whole big area called Weipa is owned by Rio Tinto, and that's a big mining company, as you all know. And I think they're mining iron oxide or something. But the water up there, I went into the shower and had a shower at the caravan park. I turned the tap on. I took one smell. I went, whoa, and it was so heavily chlorine, fluoride, whatever they put in there to try and cover up the fact that the water is destroyed, the mining's destroyed the water table. And I put the Oro in there, and usually I just use like a mil per litre. I used 4 mils per litre, and it went bright white, like it went white for like hours, and the amount of contaminants at the bottom was like 2 inches thick, and it was like I didn't actually drink it till 2 days extra because it was that toxic. And the next time I did it, I put like double that again, and I've never ever used more than that much, but it just shows how poisonous the water is. So for people out there who don't understand what I'm talking about, when you put these minerals in, it actually transforms the water, and the contaminants start separating and they start clumping together. All the bad bits and pieces start clumping together through like magnetics, or I think it's called ionic, which is magnetism, and then they fall to the bottom. So all these little fine pieces you can't see with your eyes that are actually in there, they start becoming visible, and they fall to the bottom. They become inert and they go brown, And you can tell how dirty the water is by how much brown's in the bottom. And I had a big jug, a big glass jug, and there was an inch and a half of thick brown at the bottom. And that's what people are drinking every day. They're putting it into their, they're washing their food in it. They're sharing in it. The food's being grown in it. So not only are we drinking it, but we have a hot shower. Our pores are open. This is going straight in. This is another phase we need to maybe talk about another time, is getting out of the showers and avoiding that hot, fluoridated, poisonous water.
Yeah, you can spray on after the shower. You can create a spray bottle with the minerals and spray on your skin.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, right after the shower.
That. Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, definitely. The thing is about how it actually works, and you touched on that. Basically, when we look at water and we look at it and it's clear and there's contaminants inside, we don't even see them because they're dissolved. There are strong molecular bonds between the contaminants and the water molecules. So we don't see that. Now, contaminants in that state cross cell membrane, which means we drink a cup of water that we don't know where it came from or what's going on there. We're absorbing what we cannot even see.
Mm.
When we add the oral, what happens is contaminants, when they're dissolved, they're in clusters, okay?
Right.
Now, the oral minerals will unzip the cluster and weaken the molecular relationships between the contaminants and the water molecules, and those contaminants will sink to the bottom and become inert, inactive.
Right.
Now, they'll become inert and visible, so we'll see them, and they'll never be dissolved again.
Right.
They'll never dissolve again. So that effect, actually, compared to, I don't find any other water technology that can create that effect.
No way.
And keep it.
Not naturally as well. And that's basically what you're explaining there in other terms is like an alchemic process. There's alchemy taking place in the water, and it's transforming it. And it's pushing it into the fourth phase, isn't it? This water is becoming fourth phase water, which is H3O. So people out there who don't know, you got your normal water, H2O. H3O is liquid crystalline water, which basically mimics the cells of our body. So it's the same water that's inside the cells of our body. So it's highly absorbable. It's highly taken in, and it's already at the same. So the body's not changing it to create it. So people who are selling ionizing machines, reverse osmosis, alkaline units, they don't talk about minerals. They don't talk about structured water, which we can go into, and they don't even know about this H3O liquid crystalline water. And our bodies are heading into a liquid crystalline state. The more we do the inner work, the more we do the meditation, the more we're raising our frequency, our bodies are going out of this carbon state, and we're heading into a liquid crystalline physicality of a body. So this water actually is the water we should be drinking to forward our spiritual journey and I don't like using the word ascension, but you know what I mean, our evolution as human beings. So yeah, ionizing machines, I think we should tap on that just a little bit, because there's quite a few around that are quite expensive too, like $3,500 to $6,000. And they're splitting the water molecule on half with electricity. And you have alkaline water on one side, then you have acidic water on the other side. But when you use electricity, you have the water molecule, you're electrocuting it and zapping it and changing it. And the information in that water, and water is information. We know that through Dr. Emoto's water crystal test. This is common knowledge in amongst most realms these days, where all water carries information. So when you distort that information, your body's unsure what it's doing. It's like hybridized foods. It's like GMO foods. It goes in your body, doesn't recognize it. And it's like, okay, this is a poison. I'm going to put it into the poison bit, and I'm going to have an immune response to block this. So rather than it helping us to become healthy, our body is actually fighting something off. And that's in turn using a lot of our vital life force energy and our minerals and nutrients, which is being used to protect ourselves. So we're in protection mode rather than let's get healthy mode. So that's...
Exactly. Yeah. Ionizers, it's a misconception, the whole thing about alkaline water. They do structure the water and they will charge it, but they don't keep that effect. It doesn't stay there. I have a sample. We worked on this very dirty lake in South California, man-made lake. We tested it in a lab, and the water showed a composition like in sewage water, which is pretty ridiculous. And this is a center in SoCal that they pride themselves with all these gardens, and the lake is contaminated.
Wow.
We sat there in a meeting and we showed them, we put the minerals, we took a sample, and in the meeting itself, the water started separating, the contaminants started separating from the water molecules and sinking to the bottom. They never seen something like that.
Wow.
Sent that to a lab, like the before and after.
Yep.
We moved, the concentration was 200,000 CFU per milliliter of E. coli. That's sewage.
Wow.
We reduced it to 20, not 20,000, 20.
Which is like nothing.
9.999.
Yeah. Wow, that's incredible. And all of our water sources around the face of the planet now are all contaminated with pharmaceuticals and plastics. That's what people need to realize. Like, even spring water is really questionable now because, I mean, spring water is as simple as you have a dead animal up the river and you're drinking a dead animal. But the coal seam gas, the fracking, the mining, that's hitting the Artesian Basin, which is an underground water source, yeah. And it flows everywhere. And we don't know where it goes and where it stops. So all the water can be, I'm not saying it is. If you have a good spring water source, great, get it tested, use it. But the best way and the safest way, especially for people in the city who can't access spring water, is you get your tap water, you put it in your jug, you put the Oro minerals in, you take out all of the crap and put back in your minerals. So you know what's going in there. You know there's nothing, and then you're putting your minerals in. So you're 100% safe. You're not questioning what's in the bottled water, what's in the spring, where does this come from, is there enough minerals in there. I think that's a good thing, because it takes the guesswork out of water. And I don't want to be thinking about my freaking water every day. I just want pure water. I don't want to deal with that shit. I don't want to go to coffee shops, not that I drink coffee, and question, like, is that fucking tap water? I don't need any more fluoride in the brain. I lost enough brain cells when I was younger. I'm trying to keep the ones I got left, you know?
Definitely. The thing, the why I gave the example of the lake is because I have a sample from 7 years ago.
Right.
I still have it, and it's still clean.
Wow.
The contaminants are still separated. They never dissolved again.
So it basically regenerates itself constantly, and it stays. So this water can stay, basically, once you've filtered it, it can sit in your cupboard for like 10 years, and it's going to be perfect when you pull it out.
Forever.
Wow, forever.
It will stay clean forever.
That's incredible.
Now, no machine can actually achieve that. A lot of machines will tell you, okay, this will structure the water, this will charge the water, and they'll tell you this will last between 3 hours to 3 days. That's it.
Right.
So no machine can actually, you know, because what is actually cleaning and structuring the water is in the machine.
Right.
With the Oro, what is cleaning and structuring the water is in the water. It's the minerals themselves. They stay there suspended inside these, you know. So we're supposed to receive from we used to receive more than 120 years ago. We used to receive between almost a full plethora of minerals, 102 minerals and trace minerals. Now, there's a lot of researches that show that as mineral depletion rose, so did diseases rise.
Right.
And for instance, communities used to use their ashes before electricity.
Mm.
Used to use their ashes, you know, like the ashes that they from burning wood and everything for that they
Watch
used, they put it back in the earth because they know that it grows the crops better.
That's right.
As soon as commercial electricity came in, diseases went up because no more ashes.
Yeah, it's biochar. And that biochar lasts for up to 1,000 years. So they do that in Sydney. We have a guy doing hemp biochar, and he's got a few more things he puts in. And the next season, the very next season, he guarantees you 50% higher yields just from putting biochar into the soil. So, and then, you know, they're trying to stop all the bushfires everywhere. It's like bushfires are actually a natural thing that creates growth, and it puts that biochar back in the ground. So on all fronts, we've kind of been lied to, and we're now going back to the original teachings, the things that you're talking about today. And we're basically going back and going, right, back to basics, good food, good minerals, the building blocks of life, rather than all this external stuff. Like, let's just have some antibiotics and we'll fix that problem. No. It's all in reverse, isn't it?
Fix it from the source. You give an electric system, a biologic. We're bioelectric beings.
Mm.
You know, every cell, it has molecules, atoms, neutrons, and protons. There's electricity. We're an electric board.
Wow.
Now, minerals are bio spark plugs. Actually, spark plugs of that electric board, which means that every biological process that we have in our body requires a mineral to initiate it.
Wow.
So if we're accustomed to 102,
yep,
and we're getting between 5 to 22, I say 22 in the most amazing organic food.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're getting 5 to 22, then where's the 80 to 90% rest? So is our electric system not receiving all the impulses that it is required to receive? And are we not living our full potential to what we can achieve and create?
And let's look around us. I mean, let's look around at the human beings. I see fat, overweight, very disconnected people everywhere. Like, it's true. It's the zombie apocalypse. And it's not actual zombies. It's people on their phones disconnected. That's the paradigm we're talking about. I jump on the trains. I just watch people. I'm like, wow. And like, no wonder. If you're mineral deficient, of course you're not going to feel good. Of course, when someone talks about esoterics, meditation, and like some outside-the-box thinking, there's no way they're going to be able to compute that. Just like,
you're not conducting. You're not conductive anymore. Exactly. You're not, electric system is not working.
Exactly. Not tapped into source, not tapped into creative flow state. They're not going to write some expression, beautiful book and music and come up with some amazing new frenergy. They're going to be just getting through life and waking up very tired in the morning and feeling ugly. And that's, let's be honest, feels at home. A lot of us have felt tired and not well for a long time. And this is very important. This information is actually probably the most important for getting your health on track, getting the right water in, getting the minerals and nutrients in, because your body can't even get rid of the old stuff if you don't have enough minerals and nutrients. Basically what it does, when you're trying to excrete through all your natural processes, the chemicals and toxins, if you don't have enough in the body, it actually holds onto them because it goes, I can't afford to release any more because I have nothing to give. So it'll just hold on to the toxins in your lymph nodes, in your liver, and all these different parts of your body, in your cells. It's just going to go, well, until I have stuff excess, I'm just going to have to hold on to these toxins, because if I let go anymore, I might die. And the last thing that will happen is your brain will stop functioning. So it needs minerals and nutrients for the brain to function. So it takes it from everywhere else, from our bones, from our joints, from different parts of the bodies, because it has to have the brain and the vital organs going. So if we haven't got enough to support them, you can't get the toxins out, and you're basically going to have acidification, inflammation, disease, disharmony, etc., etc. So this is ground one, guys. Water, structured water, minerals and nutrients. This is where it's at.
Exactly, exactly. And more to touch about that, minerals is actually the cleaning mechanism of nature itself.
Right.
So another thing that created mineral depletion is the building of dams. Wow. Think about it. Water would carry dissolved rock or silt, you know, into land. Well, we put a dam, it's just interfering with the natural flow of nature. So a deficiency of minerals in the soils that used to receive that silt and all that, you know.
Wow. I never thought about that. If something's not moving, it's either dead or dying. So stagnant water. Unless you've got Oro water, that can be sitting around and it's fine. You can drink that.
It will restore every water to its spring state. Once you put the minerals in the water, they will break the molecules in half. They will structure the water, add the full matrix of minerals, and purify over 250 contaminants, and basically restore the water to its natural spring state. So, and like you said, fourth phase is another word for structuring. And whoever's interested on the research, feel free to look at Dr. Gerald Polak. He was commissioned to, I don't know if it was like a private initiative or something, but his whole research is about fourth phase,
right,
and how it is actually the water that is existing in healthy cells.
Right.
Yeah, highly charged phase. It's a highly charged between solid and liquid. It's a jelly type.
Yep.
And we have a test on our website that shows that when we put the minerals in the water, it creates the fourth phase. We have a lab test on our website.
Proven.
Tons of lab tests, by the way, and in an EPA-approved lab, certified lab, and everything you can call them. So
it's interesting you never hear about structured water. A lot of people are talking about vortexes too, where it's getting the water spinning, which is basically another version of getting the water structured. But when you have structured water in the first place, you don't really need it. I do it anyway because I'm obsessed with water. I structure it. I do the Oro. I do this. I put it through a spiral. I run it through Tensia coils. Like, I just do everything. Anything I can possibly get to try and get the most amazing water, I do. And I also put my hand around my water and my bottles before I drink it, and I put my intentions into there. And if you don't believe in that, then you might as well not believe in spirituality. You might as well not believe in frequency, energy, the earth, any of these things, because this is an intention-based reality. So what we're putting out there is what we're getting back. We're co-creating with the creator, with love, whatever you want to call it. And this is very important for us to put our love and put our focus into solutions. And that is a solution. And it's been proven, Dr. Emoto.
Exactly. A lot of solutions. And Dr. Emoto actually interviewed the patent creator, the person who created the patent.
Really?
The Japanese doctor, and he referred to him as sensei, like the sensei of water, the highest authority of water. Wow. Dr. Emoto refers to him as the sense, you know, to the creator of this, which is pretty interesting. For touching a little bit, just a little bit about spirituality, there is actually. The minerals have the power to remove calcium deposits,
right?
In water, okay.
Which is the arthritis. Calcium in our bodies is the arthritis, right? The calcium buildup.
Yeah, we know that a human body is 80% water. We know that there's water, and water is a medium in all the different tissues. And we also know that a lot of calcium deposits, that's right, in the joints and bones. That's why athletes have a lower recovery time when they use the minerals on a consistent basis.
Right.
More energy, more stamina, more clarity, which is also a result of something occurring in the pineal gland, which is a trash can for calcification.
Yes.
Which calcification causes a dull mind, you know, less intuition, less conductivity, you know, and everything that you've been talking about creating or co-creating and attracting and being in tune with, is a lot to do with the pineal gland.
Definitely. And the pituitary. People don't realize in the pineal gland is actually two crystals in there. There's a calcite and there's a fluorite crystal. And basically the way crystals work is, have you ever got a barbecue lighter and you've pushed it and it creates a spark? It's actually not flint in there. What it is a quartz crystal being pressurized. When you pressurize a quartz crystal, it creates light energy, and then light energy transforms into the spiral and the copper, and it comes out as electricity. So in our pineal gland, what's attracted to the fluorite and calcite is fluorite and calcium. So that's what's attracted to these crystals, which blocks them. Naturally, they attract these two byproducts. So that's done by design. The fluoride's in our water, and let's drink cow's milk because we need calcium for our bones. Another fraud. And so what happens is there's a muscle inside the pineal which flexes and pushes, and that creates the DMT response. That creates the light energy. So when that muscle is pushing on a hard calcified pineal, it's basically not creating that light energy, which is connecting us to source, to the creator, to Mother Earth, to all these things. So electricity, electrically charged water, and having a clean and clear pineal gland is the reason why some people just, they can't feel anything. They don't have intuition. They don't have love. They don't have compassion, openness. There's no way they're going to tap into the astral realms and things like that, because this guy's calcified, and this is part of the plan. It's part of keeping us stupid. So fluoride is probably the simplest one you can research and do your research on the internet and go, okay, this is no good for me. It's like so far beyond talking about now fluoride. It's just, let's just get out of it. Let's not drink it. Let's not wash our food in it. Let's not brush our teeth with it. And let's not shower in it. Let's just leave that paradigm elsewhere and focus on what we can do next. We don't want to continually dwell on an issue. Let's just solve it from our lives and not focus on it and give it no energy.
Exactly. 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 You want to focus on solutions, and what we're talking about is actually a viable solution, exists a long time, and it's simple and it's easy and it's economical. A quart like this, a liter, if you use it in the minimum, like the 5 drops, we calculated that it can go up to 16 months. This one bottle. I mean, people use a little more, so I would be conservative and I would say 7-8 months. It's still, what we have is a full retail, 125, comes down to what, almost 50, 60, 70 cents a day, you know, US. I mean, people spend what, $4 on some kind of coffee magic, quote unquote, you know, and you can take it wherever you go. You can take charge of your own water wherever you go, wherever you are. It passes on the plane. I flew all over and I had these bottles. No one even opened. No one asked anything about them. The 2 ounce bottles. I had quart size in my check-in bag, which was fine.
Excellent.
The clarity that people report and the energy and the increased stamina is like, because we were talking about this system being a bioelectric system. So suddenly it's getting all the sparks, all the sparks for every process. And since it cleans water, then the water that this system experiences is clean.
On another level, everything's operating on a high frequency, and most people's bodies haven't operated on a high frequency in a lot ever. We're actually, people come in, they get vaccinated, they get slammed with bad food. They're not on the boob, they're on the bottle when these kids are growing up, so they're on the formula. Then they don't eat real food. I don't think I ate real food till I was like 20 years old. It was like pies, chips, here, that, the other. So people don't actually know what it feels like to be operating like a human being. We're actually working on a 3 out of 10. And then you start getting some clonic irrigations, you start removing some toxins to a gallbladder, a kidney, a liver flush, bit by bit. Then all of a sudden one day, well, I'm sleeping crazy, I'm waking up strong, I've got more strength and stamina than ever, my sex drive is back up to normal or maybe better than it's ever been. Like, we feel youthful again and jumping around and jumping out of bed. So we're actually living in a world where I'd say 95% of the people on Earth actually don't know what it feels like to be calm, at peace, and connected with all things around us. And if we were connected, we wouldn't have mining companies, we wouldn't have politicians making stupid decisions, we wouldn't have men treating women with such disrespect and disdain. This wouldn't be happening. We'd have a race of people who are just like, calm, peaceful, let's make things happen, let's think about this, let's not react, let's not be reactive and caught in the mind. If you've got conductive heavy metals in the body, you're always reactive. Someone cuts you off in traffic and there's like this big argument. It's like, I'm driving past, like, you had to put your foot on the brake for what, 2 seconds? Did that ruin your day? And people are reacting over that. That's where we're at, right? A reactive world of people caught in here, caught in the mind.
Yeah, instead of being connected more. And you said something about disconnected. It's you know, the earth, these minerals, all minerals come from deep earth, mafic. Veins, there's veins, literally veins in the earth that have minerals inside, and there's eruptions that form rocks, and that's where we get them.
Right, okay.
So it's deep earth. Now, one of the major minerals on the planet is iron. And it's like, it's like the blood of the earth. It's in the veins of the earth.
Right.
Now, what's the major mineral that transports oxygen in the blood? Iron.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that.
What's the major mineral in here?
Wow.
Iron.
Right. Right. Oh, so, man, this is crazy. I didn't know that.
We didn't change it. We didn't create it. I cannot create this. I cannot make this. This is from the, we just conduit. We just created a conduit to extract it as it is from the rock. So it contains an intelligence from nature, a composition that is by a certain intelligent design. We don't touch that. We don't alter that. It's the way it is.
Yep.
And there's actually a researcher that shows that the biotite rock, which is made of sheets, that the imprint in the in between the sheets is the same imprint of the human RNA.
Of course it is.
so she has a theory that the first cells, living cells, initiated in between the sheets of the biotite.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. And that's why when we get this into our water and we drink that water, we're becoming more connected, more conductive. Oh, things are, you know, clearing up. The clarity is increasing, you know. So,
wow. Okay, well, so basically for people out there, this is water purification. This is restructuring. This is pushing your water into the fourth phase. This is remineralizing the water, but also it changes the pH to around 7.8, which for me and all my research,
a little lower,
yeah, is perfect. Anything above 8.5, we're getting too high. I don't reckon we should be up there. I know you can have some acidic water if it's really high in certain minerals. That's actually fine. Me and David Wolf spoke about this at length, and he basically said even water at a pH of like really acidic, if it's super high in some minerals, it's fine. So that's exactly where it throws the alkaline water fraud out the window, because it's about the minerals, it's about the nutrients, about the building blocks of life.
Yeah.
And so where can we,
Should I say something about the alkaline thing a little bit more, or
yeah, we have time? And I'm not sure what time we started at, but we'll go into the alkaline thing.
Does it have a clock on here?
I think
on
45 minutes we've got.
Okay, so and then we'll finish
up after that with where to get it from, websites, all the rest of it, and how they can order and all, and yeah, and we'll wrap it up.
Okay, great. Okay, great. Well, talking about the alkaline and the fact that there is alkaline and there is acid, that's what we're taught. Okay, now the body, it has different, every organ has its own pH. Okay, right. So the skin is 5.5, the stomach is 1.5 pH, which that's very acidic, and on purpose to break down foods to protect them against the pathogens that come in through food. Okay, so that's, that has a purpose. Now, an acid medium is a highly charged medium. A lot of biological activity is happening in that medium, okay?
Okay.
Now, for instance, people say, oh, well, I'll be alkaline. No, I'm not all alkaline. That is not right. You know, the blood, yeah, has an alkaline pH. So if it's thrown off by a little bit, then it can be a problem. So talking about the blood, that's different.
Right.
Now, every organ has its own pH. What regulates the various pH levels, guess what is? Minerals. Yeah. So that's what regulates basically the pH of every organ. Now, if we're talking about food and saying like, oh, this food it's not the pH of food that is that we want to look at, is the effect that it has once it's broken down.
Right.
Question about what David Wolf said about the pH of water. He was exactly on the dot.
Right.
A lime.
Right.
Lemon. Acidic. Yet it is alkalizing. That is the right term. Alkalizing. It donates alkaline salts, which help neutralize acidic waste. The body uses minerals in the body to neutralize waste.
Right.
Okay.
That D word.
Alkaline salts. Go ahead.
The D word we can't use.
Yeah, exactly. So a lime, when it's broken down in the body, donates ascorbates, which are alkaline salts that it has an alkalizing effect. It donates minerals.
Right.
Now, if we're looking at milk, a cup of milk, it has an acidifying effect because it actually requires a lot of alkaline salts to break the toxicity that it leaves behind it.
Right.
So it acidifies, and of course its mineral content is low.
Yep.
So a lime is acidic. A cup of milk can also be acidic. I think so.
Yes. Definitely.
And both have a different effect. One is acidifying. One is alkalizing.
Yes.
These minerals in the water will create alkalizing water. They will lower the pH. You said 7.8. It's a little less. It can be 6.2. Depends on the water. It can be 6.5.
Right.
Now, it's not the pH of the water. It is the effect that it has once consumed.
Right.
It has an alkalizing effect. It donates mineral salts, which can neutralize acidic waste.
Okay.
That's just a little bit about this. There's a little bit more to go on it.
That, right, yeah, amazing. That's beautiful, dude. Well, so we'll hit this up again. We'll do another interview, and we'll go also water and a few other things, and we'll link in how this is affecting us on other levels. So the people who are in America, overseas, etc., they can grab it from you, and what's the best place for them to contact you about Oro Minerals?
Yeah, there is orolliquidgold.com. AuroLiquidGold.com. If you're in the US or Canada, now if you're in Australia, you look at my distributors page, and there is Neil right there.
Okay,
so you can contact Neil, he's going to have products soon.
I'm waiting for a new batch to come in, guys, so that will be in shortly. But there's a lot of people here already buying it, and I will be getting a massive amount this time and putting it into shops because there's been such good results and reports from it. I just haven't been able to keep up with orders, and I've been off doing, adventure documentaries and things here and there everywhere. But I'm really excited to get this thing out properly and make it a mainstream product that people have, because like we've gone over it today in a pretty in-depth way, that water is life. We know that water is life, and without good water, we're going to have struggle we're going to have struggles getting every other part of our life in order. So get the water, get the food right, start getting healthy, start thinking healthy, doing our inner work, okay, and co-creating a beautiful reality that we want our kids to grow up in.
One little last thing that you said about when, you know, contaminated water sources that were found on the planet, even thousands of kilometers away from human life, they found trace pharmaceuticals and plastics.
Right.
And 80% of fish became female, had a sex orientation change to female.
That's right, because the estrogen mimickers and the plastic, they're making things basically transsexual now.
Exactly.
And that's part of the plan for humans too.
Think about this. Humans that are drinking this, going to the bathroom, they're peeing minerals out back into the earth. So in essence, every glass you're drinking, you're peeing it out. You're contributing these good minerals in an active state back into the planet. So you're helping the planet.
You're on therapy.
Can't help it. Yeah.
That's excellent. So, cool. Thank you very much.
Better clean stuff goes into the sewer rather than, you know.
Exactly. So guys, jump on either my Facebook page, it's Neil Pasco. That one's full. You can hit me on the Nate Max Project. I've got a new website and things that are going to be coming out soon. So yeah, jump on there or connect with the scene. Get these minerals, try them out. There's a few videos on my YouTube also showing the minerals at the bottom and how the contaminants drop. So you can have a look there on the YouTube, Nate Max TV. And make sure you subscribe to the new podcast, Nate Max TV podcast channel. And we're going to put out a lot more health videos. It's going to be a full spectrum. Now, it's not going to be a niche market. I'm going to have there's going to be MMA fighters on there. There's going to be people who are doing the permaculture, people who are into aquaponics, free energy, health, water, anything that's going to be beneficial in life. I'm going to be interviewing these people, and I've got four big names ready to come on the next 2 weeks. So, yeah, if you could subscribe, that would really help the following and everything we're doing from my end. So thanks for joining us, Nassim, and that was a really solid interview, and I actually learned a lot, so...
Cool, thank you.
All right, well, I'll speak to you shortly, guys. And once again, thanks for joining us on Nate Max TV. And we'll speak to you shortly. Bye now.